This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so have you guys ever won an award, gotten a badge, a ribbon? So the highest award I have, the highest ribbon I have ever won in athletics was a 10th place in the relay. I think I got an honorable mention. Remember, the honorable mentions were like pink. I don't know what the color was, right? So I know, I think once I might have gotten like third or second place in relay. I did good, but, you know, it was field day, and when you grow up in Maricopa County, they used to give these ribbons and badges. I can't find them because honorable mention was, like, so poorly made and so small that it probably disintegrated by now. But I did win a first prize award, and I won a first prize award in a science fair competition in high school. Yes, I'm a geek. All right. But, you know, people like badges. People like badges of honor. They like to know that they have succeeded in doing something and they've earned something. So dating apps like Tinder, I believe Cupid, OkCupid, I'm not sure who else, they're going to give you a badge. Now, what did you do to earn it? Right? Did you have sex with a lot of people? Win first prize? No, no, no. You get a badge if you've been vaccinated for COVID. Is it really that monstrous a feat? You get the vaccine. Why? I mean, but anyway, the reason why they want to do that is because they think it'll help incentivize people to want to date you if you've been vaccinated for COVID, and so might as well show it. Be proud. I have never been on Tinder. I've been married. I'm married. And I've been married for almost 25 years. We celebrate our 25th anniversary in December. But I have been dying to go on Tinder just to kind of see how this all works. This whole swipe right, swipe left, just to see what the attitudes are. And I'm going to get permission from my husband, because I mean, the last thing I want is him to go, what the heck are you doing on Tinder? But I am just dying to kind of see what, you know, I could put out there and just see what people do. No, I wouldn't use a picture of me. Then everybody would be swiping left. I guess swiping right is where you're interested in them, and then you get to move forward with the courting. But swipe left, I think it gets trashed or dumped, never to be seen on your feet again. So I have to be very careful putting a picture of me. I'm going to have to probably put, you know, somebody else. But what I find very frustrating about something like that is we've been very nervous about these dating apps, because you'll hear somebody will meet up with somebody and then get killed, you know, or raped, or people are getting STDs. And I would think that our focus, even though, yes, COVID's important, but I would think our focus should be a badge saying, I don't have gonorrhea. I don't have chlamydia. I don't have herpes. Now, there are dating apps for people with herpes, because once you have it, you have it. And people with herpes, who cares if they give it back and forth to each other? Yeah, it's an issue if you're pregnant, but, you know, people having herpes, they have sex, they're fine with each other, it's whatever. But people want to know, am I going to get an STD? We just talked about HPV cancer is on the rise. Men getting throat cancer. I am sure if I was a dude and I was trying to date, find a partner, I would want to know that that partner would not give me HPV. Same thing as, you know, female, non-gender neutral, non-binary. I mean, I think once we go there with COVID, The big question we keep having is, well, why aren't we going there for this or that? Like with flu. When everybody closed down and kids were kicked out of school and people were bunkering down for COVID, the big question a lot of doctors and educators and parents had is, wait a second, if we're doing this now, then what are we going to do for flu? Are we going to have to do this for flu? So if you're putting badges on dating apps saying, look, I got the COVID vaccine, all right, what drives these marketing techniques or these business models or these platforms is the demand. Well, the average person going on Tinder wants to know they're not going to get raped, wants to know they're not going to get abducted. They want to know that they're not going to get an STD. So if they're putting this much time and effort into a badge for COVID, then are people, I mean, what about what people are really, really curious about? Yeah, young people want to know if they've been, they could ask them, were you vaccinated? Yes, no, whatever. Is it that these apps are going to verify? And with these apps verifying, now are we starting to dive into patient privacy? Well, you can upload your medical records if you want. So are we going to start seeing dating apps? And maybe they already, if any of you guys are on dating apps, let me know, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Like I said, I got to get permission from hubby to go on these things and have an account. I'll let you guys know. I'll probably be like a Natasha or something like that. I'll let you guys know. Don't just find a random Natasha. I'll try to, I'm going to want to be sexy on this because I'm going to want to see what people do and how people hit on it. So I just don't know which picture. I got to be very careful because if there's a picture of somebody, it's obviously somebody. So I don't want to have false identity. So I just got to figure out how to do a fake account that's legal on Tinder. So I could, you know, if not, I'll just put me, but I'll put a picture of me when I was in my 20s. Maybe I could do that. You know, although I don't really think I look that good in my 20s either. I don't know. But anyway, if we're doing all this for COVID, the question is then what happens next? You know, are flu shots going to be mandated? Are STD badges going to be mandated? Are we going to have to upload our medical records? I mean, tuberculosis is a scare. We still have tuberculosis. Tuberculosis affects millions of people each year. Are we going to have tuberculosis tests? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's ridiculous because, you know, COVID is a bigger threat right now. Well, what happens when COVID isn't as big a threat as TB is? Right? Or cervical HPV. So, I mean, I guess it's nice, but I think the average person wants to know some other things, like maybe somebody's criminal history. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we did this to ourselves. I don't know if you saw the headline. I almost peed on myself when I saw the headline. But there are robot paramedics that will perform CPR on a dying patient. We are replacing ourselves in medicine with robots. And do you trust a robot to save your life if you go into cardiac arrest? Would they do a better job than a human? Well, let's talk about that. Actually, I want to hear from you guys, too. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in the UK, they want to free up EMS personnel. We don't really have a lot of people in the medical field. We don't have enough for who we need. Look at what happened during COVID. So they're going to deputize robots that are trained to go out there and perform the CPR. Remember I told you guys there's actually a town in Ohio, Anderson Township, are also working with these robots. I think they're called the Lucas 3 mini robot. It's programmed to do uninterrupted hands-only CPR. Remember we spoke about people not wanting to put their mouth on yours? This is before COVID. People were so freaked out about doing CPR on somebody where they would do the 30 chest compressions and then the 2 breaths and then 30 chest compressions and 2 breaths. And people were like, well, ooh, and doing the chin lift, head tilt, and you know, because some people, when they go through cardiac arrest, there's some spit coming up. Sometimes there's vomit. It's not very pretty. So you kind of have the ooh factor. I mean, as a doctor, listen, you know, I've had worse, all right? It's fine. Well, I delivered a baby and the amniotic fluid went into my mouth. It happens, all right? But for the average person, they're like, look, I didn't go to medical school. I didn't go to paramedic school. I didn't go to nursing school, EMT school. I don't need to do this. So they said, you know what? Okay, then forget it, guys. Forget about the mouth. Just do chest compressions. Just do uninterrupted chest compressions. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever done it, but it's tiring. You tire out. When we would be running codes during our 36-hour shifts, and we were already exhausted because we were up all night, and then somebody's coding, well, you had to take turns to do the chest compressions. So we found that CPR will improve somebody's chance of survival even without the breaths if you could keep pumping that heart and pumping that blood through because there is still remnant oxygen that could get to the tissues. You can only do it for so long. Can't be doing it for hours, but it's even if somebody's not breathing, there's still some baseline oxygen in the blood that can get to the tissues. But there was a study out after, you know, the Me Too movement and you know, many, you know, people opening up about harassment and then many people truthful, some people not so truthful. But there was a study that came out saying the average person was reluctant to go up to a woman who was unconscious and lying there. And they were a little reluctant to start touching their chest. Okay? Now, we women, we did that to ourselves. I mean, you know, people will bump into me. I'm not going to make a federal case. And I've told everybody. I go, I am not going to sue you. If I need CPR, please, for the love of God, start doing chest compressions. I will not sue you. It's not going to happen. Save my life. But I can understand with everything going on, there's probably people out there going, look, my whole career could ruin. I could be forced to not be able to work and feed my family if somebody's accusing me of going up to a woman. And so I'm not going there. And so we have this issue. So I think this is just a logical process or path to now having robots step in where humans don't want to. Now, a robot does have the stamina to be able to go farther. By the way, these robots are expensive. I think they're about $17,000. I think MFI Medical is the company that makes the robots. And apparently, once paramedics arrive and begin CPR and take over from bystanders, the transition from manual compressions to the Lucas, or they're called Lucas, can be completed within 7 seconds, ensuring continuity of compressions. Now, that still means, I mean, you got to wait for the robot to get there. So you still need to do the chest compressions until somebody gets there. But now the paramedics can do other things. They could start lines. They could get medication. Because it really takes, you know, it takes at least 2 people to try to revive somebody who's undergoing cardiac arrest because somebody has to do the chest compressions. We used to do 2-person CPR where somebody would do the breathing and have the bag. Actually, you'd make an argument it's going to take 3 people for someone to start the lines, set up, you know, the defibrillator or the AED. So I'm not surprised. Apparently, they could do CPR for over 20 minutes. And according to paramedic Bill Quinn, is the problem they face is fatigue. The machine is not going to fatigue. The Lucas 3 is a mini robot. It looks like we got the Lucas. Yeah, it's called the Lucas. to many robot programmed to do uninterrupted hands-on CPR. They said we would deploy the device. Once we have it secured, we can move in and out of rooms, up and down stairs, over to our cot. We could provide continuous compressions throughout transport to the hospital, which is another thing. When I would have to jump on the gurney, and I was skinnier then, okay, I know it's hard to imagine, all right, it's really hard to maneuver when you have a human standing on the step of the gurney trying to do the chest compressions. You can't stop. So now you have a human that could fall off and you're worried about the balance. You don't want to have to worry. You want to be able to rush. So overall, I think this is pretty cool. But I really want to know that we still have humans that we could rely on to be a part of it. So how do you do CPR? So if you do have a person there and you see a person just lying there or slumped over, I mean, you got to protect their C-spine, but if they didn't fall, they slumped, you got to make them supine. You got to bring them onto the ground. You got to call 911. So you need more people around. So somebody's got to take charge. And call 911, look at the patient, and try to see if they're alert. I don't want you starting to do CPR on somebody who's just taking a nap or hungover. And if they don't respond, you feel for a pulse. Now, some of you guys have a tough time trying to find the radial artery, then go to the neck. The neck is so much easier. Yeah, there's like, you know, pedal pulses and other, you know, femorals, wherever you think you can feel a pulse. But if you can't, the neck is kind of the easiest. Use a few fingers just to widen your base. Try to wake them up. If they don't respond, if you can't feel a pulse, start CPR. Some people can't tell if they're breathing or not. You could look at their chest. You know, another thing you could do is if you have a pair of glasses, you could put it by their nose and mouth. And if they don't fog in 2 seconds. But if at all you don't feel a pulse, start the chest compressions. Make sure EMS is on their way. They're going to walk you through it. But basically, you will cup your hands over each other, and then you find the center of the chest, the center breastbone. Now, many times people go, well, let's look for the nipples and go mid-nipple. If you got a middle-aged woman, you're going to be giving CPR by their ankles. So you got to be really careful with that. So don't be using, you know, my breasts as any sort of landmark, okay? Just go to the mid-chest, feel the breastbone, and then because your palm is a good 4 or 5 centimeters, you'll pretty much be in the right area. Please, for the love of God, take a CPR course or a basic life support course. Honestly, we all need that. And then, of course, you'll be doing the compressions. You'll be going down, depending on the width and the weight of the person and how big they are, you'll be going down about an inch, inch and a half to 2 inches. And then you'll do it at a rate of 100 to 120 compressions a minute. Now, whenever somebody says that, it's really, really hard to do the math, and you're like, well, I still don't get the speed. So I forget who discovered this, but they said if you do your compressions to staying alive, and you do it to that speed, or you could do another one bites dust, another one bites dust, another one bites. Anyway, if you do that, don't sing it out loud, but if you do it to that sort of rate, you can pretty much keep up the speed. I mean, you want to push down and make sure there's a recoil. And why are you doing that? Well, because you are trying to pump the heart. You can't go in there and pump the heart. So you're trying to, with the force you're doing, without breaking bones, get that heart to squeeze and pump. And the reason why is, how does a pump work? It fills and it expresses. So learn CPR, get some training, because I don't think there's going to be enough $17,000 robots out there, but they're coming. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Korean President Moon is at the White House for a day of meetings and events. Moon meeting with Vice President Harris's office for the bilateral meetings. He's then set to meet with President Biden, and later the two leaders are set to hold a joint news conference in the East Room. President Biden also paying tribute to a U.S.-Korean War veteran. Airports across the country are experiencing long delays thanks to a problem with the online systems of two of the nation's major airlines. Following complaints from travelers, American Airlines and JetBlue are apologizing and say they're working to solve the problem. JetBlue on its website says that a system outage is to blame. Kroger no longer has a mask requirement for fully vaccinated customers, and not everyone is happy about that. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union saying it's too dangerous to end the store's mask mandate. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating cases of salmonella. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King has the details.
The CDC is investigating 163 cases of salmonella in 43 states that are linked to chickens. They're warning people who have chicken coops that poultry does carry salmonella, even if the chickens are clean and healthy. They say everyone should know to always wash your hands after working with the birds or gathering the eggs. According to the CDC, always keep birds outside of your home and do not kiss or snuggle them because the germs can spread easily to your mouth.
Republican governors in 21 states have decided to cut off the federal supplement unemployment bonus of $300 per week because they say it's discouraging the jobless from looking for work. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is offering $300 bonuses to people who find employment. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for some of you flying, I believe out of Boston, American Airlines and JetBlue has experienced a system-wide outage. We don't believe this was a hacking. We don't know yet, but they say at least four American Airlines flights out of Boston Logan Airport were delayed, including one for about 3 hours. Four JetBlue flights were also delayed. People look ticked. By the way, no social distancing. I think people are really done with the social distancing. Everybody's kind of standing in line, and they look all crowded. You know, it's interesting. Whenever you board a plane, do you notice how you kind of ride up against the person in front of you? And I think what happens is nobody forms a nice even line because there's nobody there to kind of manage the line. And people cheat. And I see people like inch up, and they act like all nonchalant about it. And then they get on the plane before you, and you're like, wait a second. And then they take your overhead compartment. Because a lot of times you board in a group of people sitting near your row, and then they take the overhead compartment. So I am a little bit more aggressive in the line when it comes to boarding a plane. Anyway, American Airlines told Boston 25 News earlier today, Sabre had a technical issue that impacted multiple carriers, including American. This technical issue has been resolved. We apologize to our customers for the inconvenience. JFK Airport in New York had to tweet that the issues were also impacting JetBlue flights. Sabre told Boston 25 News, we confirm there's been an outage of the system impacting several customers. However, the issue is now fully resolved. I hope so. When somebody's getting on a plane that has a lot of, you know, bells and whistles and computer technology, I don't think they want to hear that there was any sort of an outage or any sort of a glitch. So, something to think about. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, things have been kind of quiet on the, you know, Governor Cuomo front. It's been, I believe he's still being investigated. And so, while people are kind of, you know, wondering what is going on there, attention is on his younger brother, Chris Cuomo. And I really don't follow the whole brotherly love or, you know, the little shticks that they do. I think it is cool, all right, you know, for family to be family and for, you know, people to, you know, I come from a family where we're really dysfunctional and we don't really talk. And, you know, just I'm closer to my friends than my family. I hate that that happens. So when I see families that are close and families that do get along, it's nice until it starts to kind of breach ethics. Now, Chris Cuomo had to publicly apologize because he apparently coached his brother, Governor Andrew Cuomo, through the sexual harassment allegations. Now, I don't know much about what is allowed and what isn't allowed. My guess is if your brother or sister was going through something, you should be allowed in America to call them up and say, you know what, I would do this. You know, don't have an attitude. Okay, get a lawyer. I mean, you know, you're going to, you know, speak, et cetera. But I think this was one, shall we say, another, like, you know, straw on the camel's back of news anchors that are supposed to be, and journalists that are supposed to be neutral, you know, not being able to be neutral when it comes to politics. And we're not seeing that neutrality. We're seeing subjectivity. And I think the smartest thing Chris Cuomo said is, look, I'm not going to cover what's going on with my brother because he's my brother. You know, I am against sexual harassment. You know, what happens with my brother is going to be, you know, beyond what I cover because I can't cover that, which I think is fine. But apparently CNN felt that his, quote-unquote, coaching his older brother was, quote-unquote, inappropriate. So on Cuomo primetime on Thursday night, after the report was published, he said, there are stories out there about me offering my brother advice. Of course I do. This is no revelation. I have said it publicly, and I certainly have never hid it. I can be objective about just about any topic, but not about my family. Those of you who watch this show get it. Like you, I bet my family means everything to me, and I am fiercely loyal to them. I am family first, job second. Cuomo said his role as both a journalist and a brother to a politician posed a unique challenge. He said when my brother's situation became turbulent, being looped into calls with other friends of his and advisors that did include some of his staff, I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again. He says it was a big mistake because I put my colleagues here, who I believe are the best in the business, in a bad spot. I never intended for that. I would never intend for that, and I am sorry for that. So as you guys know, several women have accused Governor Cuomo of New York earlier this year of sexual harassment. The New York Attorney General's Office and State Assembly are investigating the claims, this piggybacked claims of him forcing nursing homes to take COVID-19 patients to free up hospitals, causing multiple deaths and the numbers not being transparent to the degree that they needed to. So Chris Cuomo said he never tried to influence the network's coverage of his brother and was, quote, walled off from it. So CNN told the Post on Thursday that he had not been involved in the network's coverage of the governor, but that it was, quote, inappropriate for him to join conversations with the governor's staff and that this would not happen again. He's not going to face discipline. They're not going to fire him, anything like that. But, you know, it is very, very frustrating. And like I said, the growing issue, the elephant in the room is we are not convinced that those giving us the news are neutral, are non-biased. Even on Fox, I forget which anchor it was, where while they were talking about the, you know, Trump contesting the election results, you know, camera caught her, you know, making faces, and it's as far as I'm concerned, when you are in journalism, if you are reporting neutral news, there's opinion pieces, I get that, but when you're reporting neutral news, this is what's going on here, this is what's going on in Kenya, this is what's going on in Israel, this is what's going on with Brazil, they need to know that you aren't slivering or filtering or choreographing or adulterating the story based on personal biases. You know, and that's, and it's frustrating because I think a lot of people do go to MSNBC and CNN hoping that their anchors think like they do, or Fox News. Fox News lost a lot of viewers. They had a lot of issues when anchors were mixed on how to approach the voting machines and the election controversy with Trump. We're going to talk about that. Apparently in Maricopa County, they might not be able to use those voting machines anymore. But, people wanted Fox News to be on the side of Trump. They couldn't be. They're supposed to be a news network. Now, they should cover if there's fraud found, but it caused a huge divide. It caused a huge divide with listeners and viewers, and people went to Newsmax. So, I don't know what's going to happen in terms of news and media, because news has now turned into entertainment. News has turned into opinion pieces. And people will watch the news if they think they're watching it from like-minded individuals. That's not me. I just want to turn on a station and find out what the weather is, find out, you know, what's going on with the latest bills. I would like an interpretation that's not skewed, because I can't read and understand these bills myself. And I would like just the facts. I mean, whatever happened to just the facts? Facts are skewed, which really put us in a very, very tough position as Americans, because Trump kind of highlighted there's fake news. News is supposed to be news. It's not supposed to be fake. And there have been multiple evidences of fake that's being reported to us. So if we can't trust news, what can we trust? And when I see what people do to headlines, when I see how people, you know, try to look neutral and they're not, it's suspect. So that's what's going on there. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, one of you had asked, now what's going on with the boosters? Are we not needing the booster now after Dr. Fauci discussed that we don't know if we're going to need a booster? So let me clarify. Are you guys as sick of the topic as I am? I mean, I don't want to say I'm sick of it, but this is ridiculous. You guys need a booster, now you don't need a booster. You need a booster? No, you don't need a booster. We're going to reach herd immunity? No, we're not going to reach herd immunity. Well, now we're being told that, yeah, actually the U.S. could hit herd immunity, and maybe we don't need a booster. So this is completely opposite what people have been saying a couple days ago. And you also have to take a look at who is saying it. Okay, remember I told you guys that the booster suggestion, I think, came from Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla. I think we will almost certainly require a booster sometime within a year or so after getting the primary shot because the durability of protection against coronaviruses is generally not lifelong. Well, of course, the pharmaceutical company will definitely benefit if we need boosters. Personally, as a doctor, I'm not surprised that we're going to need a booster because when you look at the variants and you look at what's going on in India and the wild type, you know, versus the wild type variants and the P1 variant in Brazil and all the mutations that they have forming, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think we're going to have lifelong immunity to the vaccine. So I don't want to accuse pharmaceutical companies of secondary gain. I think they're not wrong. But remember I told you all this talk about boosters, all this talk is making some people reluctant on getting the first shot. They're like, why am I going to get the first shot when I'm going to need a booster in a few months? Yesterday we were told that the booster might be available by the fall. Well, if the booster is going to be available by the fall, then why not wait a few months? So I think the U.S. government has to be very, very careful about the talk of boosters when they still don't have everybody getting the shot. So Dr. Fauci clarified yesterday on NBC News on whether a vaccine booster shot would be needed in the next year. And how he clarified it is he said, we don't know. The bottom line is we don't know or if or when we will need a booster. But it would be foolish not to prepare for the eventuality that we might need it. Now, he's right. He's not wrong. You know? Here's the thing. Okay? Americans don't like to be unprepared. We don't like to be caught with our pants down. We just don't. And so, with the variants and all that, I think we would be absolute idiots if we didn't start having some sort of a booster. Should the public health message have already gone out saying, look, guys, you're going to need a booster? Yeah, it had to, because number one is I am not for government keeping things quiet because they're worried about how humans will react. If we have UFOs and there's alien life checking us out, I want to know about it. So I am for not thinking Americans are stupid and, you know, being up front with us. So if our current vaccines might not be good enough, tell us. We're not stupid. If we're going to need a booster, tell us. That's fine. But the problem I have is you have every expert that has access to articles and microphones and all that going back and forth with this herd immunity versus not herd immunity, herd immunity versus not herd immunity. So you have some people on the fence saying, look, if we get 70% of Americans vaccinated and one dose could be about 80, 90% effective, then, you know, we could reach herd immunity. They have a point. Me, I'm a little bit more on the side of, I don't know. Because I don't know if you're going to get 70% of Americans to get the vaccine or if the variants are going to supersede the speed at which we're vaccinating. And so I think we're doing amazing, but I think if COVID starts to quiet down, I don't think it's just the vaccines. I think there's going to be other issues at play. And we've spoken about that. The way we are approaching germs, the way we're cleaning things now, the way we're starting to take better care of ourselves, where, you know, people are now going out getting some sunlight. They're getting some vitamin D. They're having graduation outside in the sun. People are going outdoors. We're getting some sunlight. You know, these are things that help us fight COVID. Those people that got freaked out about their weight, they went and lost their weight. We talked to Randy Jackson, American Idol. He's been, because he has diabetes, working on his weight. So I believe a lot of us might be in that better position. And also, maybe we do have some natural immunity to it. I find it very hard to believe that I didn't have COVID. And I was able to get the vaccine, and I never tested positive, had antibodies. I'm really surprised. My guess is I was exposed, it just wasn't bad enough. So According to Dr. Fauci, future surges of COVID-19 could be prevented if people get the original COVID vaccine. He thinks that 70%, the 70% mark is attainable by July 4th. He said if we get to the president's goal, which I believe we will attain, of getting 70% of people get at least one dose by July 4th, there will be enough protection in the community that I really don't foresee there being a risk of a surge. He's right. I mean, if the Indian variant doesn't come here, if the Brazilian variant stays at bay, I'm hoping it does, if our vaccines provide protection, a lot of people got vaccinated. In fact, on Tinder now and dating apps, they want people to advertise they got vaccinated as well. That badge is going to now help you get some, right? You know, if you want to, you know, get a date, you want that COVID badge on, you know, they want to help the cause. You know, we could possibly maybe not reach herd immunity per se. We talked about what herd immunity is, where the vulnerable little animals in the herd get protected by the big mommies and daddies out there that are, you know, they can protect the little ones. You know, it's that sort of concept from a herd in terms of immunity. People who can't get the virus, the vaccine, and become immune, if everybody else is able to deflect it, it protects those that are more vulnerable. So, you know, I think it is frustrating because, you know, some people want to know how to move forward with their staff, how to move forward with work, how to move forward with kids, how to move forward with this virus. And then in the meantime, the government has to figure out how to roll back a lot of their obstructive, draconian rules and save face. Because what we're really going for, which is something we have said since day one, is how do we move on and live with the virus? Flu is here to stay. Tuberculosis is here to stay. MRSA, staph, is here to stay. These illnesses and pathogens are with us. Cholera, salmonella. Apparently there's a salmonella outbreak going on, you know, in the United States. There's you know, the E. coli outbreaks. These things come. And we don't have to shut down, stop kids learning, put our health at risk every time there is a medical event. And so my only concern with some of the advice we're going to be getting in this back and forth is maybe the primary goal is to save face on some of their messaging and try to roll back, because they realize that lockdowns, very hard to unlock down, very hard to roll, you know, to take away the masks once you institute it. Look at the cluster that's happened in the last week or two. Companies are telling their employees, yep, you got to make sure customers wear masks. Customers are like, our governor said we don't have to wear a mask. I'm vaccinated. What are you talking about? It's a mess. You can't have, you know, people try to enforce things when they aren't law enforcement, especially when it comes to covering somebody's ability to breathe. So I believe the government's like, okay, look, maybe we went too far. We got to save face without the lawsuits. And we got to show, yeah, you see, we reach herd immunity. I don't know if it's going to be officially herd immunity. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALIA, don't go away.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.